Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
Yeah, that was great dispatch, huh? So I guess the first question is, what are you playing down there? Is that an apple?
Oh, God. It was hard to commit to the apple or the orange this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kept looking at that. I'm like, I've never seen a guy play an apple before. That's interesting.
We've had a variety of vegetables on tour, too, but I think I made the mistake of throwing them out in Texas. And they just, what? They didn't come back.
Out into the crowd.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Sorry, not throwing them out.
That's what I thought. Maybe you thought they went bad.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, but anything you throw on the crowd is not going to come back. I mean, that's just...
not that eggplant.
All right, so you guys, you've been at this for a little while. When did the band first form?
96.
So 1996, but then you took a long break.
We did.
Yeah, what was that all about? You just sick of each other or what?
Yeah.
We hadn't showered in 7 years, man. It was,
you guys took a break, was what, like 9 years or something?
Well, we've taken a bunch of breaks. We took 2 years off, then 4 years off, then another 3 years off, and then...
I'm not sure
so
we're
that's
still
nine.
On, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, we... Originally, I think we played our quote-unquote last dispatch in 2004 because we'd come of age together as from like teenagers to almost adults and all we knew was each other and the inside of our van, so yeah. It was like we better, things are gonna really go sour unless we just take some.
Unless we each get our own vans and live inside those.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty much what we did.
Nice. So, what then was the what was the catalyst to get the band back together, so to speak?
I think we'd each had enough time, kind of apart, to realize that you know there's something important about having your own identity and your own freedom, but there's something really lacking in just collaborating, and even some of the creative tensions that after 7 years we weren't that excited about. You really miss that, you know, kind of pushing and pulling and creating art as a team.
Was it difficult to reform? I mean, like, do you have to learn to be a band again after all that time?
I think with this band, there's a lot of love in it, and.
Yeah.
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 Hooray for love.
That's right.
So it's coming back to it is always like it. I think because we took so much time off, there's been that well that is still there, and it's kind of like feels like riding a bike, you know, and you get back with your old friends from high school or college. It's like, oh yeah, it feels like no time's gone by, that kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So you have a new album coming out this fall?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
we're kind of confused by it, but yes.
You're confused by it?
America Location 12 came out as like a cohesive record, and then Location 13, there are a lot of songs that we wanted to put on Location 12, but just felt like it was too much or we hadn't finished them. So we finished those songs up, and Mike Sawitzky's actually one of the co-producers of the record, and... we've got 11 or 12 songs coming out every 2 weeks over the next 20-something weeks.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a full record released as a vinyl in the fall.
I think it's actually, including Dear Congress, it's 13 songs. It's called Location 13, and it's our 13th release.
That's a lot of 13s.
Yeah, it is.
That's 39.
Yeah. What's with the Location 12, Location 13?
Is we that, could tell you, but then we
is
have
that
to...
like it sounds like a treasure hunt that I have to go on or something.
Yeah.
You guys bury something somewhere.
It's a geocache. Yeah. It's when we recorded these albums in Stinson Beach, and there's a missile silo that we did some exploring up in the hills, and it and scrawled on the wall there was America Location 12.
Oh wow. 12. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
A little creepy and possibly illegal. I don't know. You guys trespassing. I'm not sure.
Rock and roll, baby.
All right, I'm going
to
show
up. We don't do that many drugs anymore, so we have to do it.
We got to find missile silos.
Yeah, yeah, you got to find your thrill somewhere, I guess. All right, I'll show up and let you guys play some more music. Dispatch, everybody.